This is the reconvening of the Pacifica National Board meeting of February 26, 2011. Thank you. This is the open session, and we're going to call the meeting to order. And my name is Summer Reese, Secretary, Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board. And Afia Wangaza, would you please call the roll? Thank you.
Tram Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala, Rodrigo Argueta,
present.
Ken Aaron,
here.
Summer Reese,
present.
Lydia Brazan,
here.
Bill Crozier,
here.
Teresa Allen,
here.
Jessica Apollinar,
here.
Thank you, dear.
Here. Wesley Bethune,
here.
Nia Bedianco,
present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Renee Bryce Laporte.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimry Orendoff. Marcel Reed excused. Heather Gray excused. Afia Wangaza present. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you, Madam
Mr.
Secretary.
Vice Chair, if you would be the timekeeper.
Thank you. Oh, yes, and for the record, Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt and Chief Financial Officer LaVarne Williams are also present. Thank you. Okay, colleagues, we need to settle on the... Sorry. Okay, you're doing cords over there. Okay, we need to just settle on the agenda for this afternoon. You're fine. Okay. Thank you. Are we done with cords? I bet Kimmery's on it. He's going to come out. You're per diem. You're per wishum. He accepts tips. Right into the money pit. Okay. Everyone, you know we've been running pretty well here on our schedule and getting things taken care of and off the agenda, and I want to hope that we can continue this positive trend. The things that we have left for this afternoon, we have a time certain for public comment at 4:30, which is in 2 hours. We left off in the audit committee report when we broke for the executive session, and as I assured Nia at that time, we would come right back in on the audit committee report so that there could be discussion of her report and any motions there too. After that is scheduled the finance committee report. That would be myself, and which will keep short and sweet because I have the same stuff to say I had to say last time. And then we have the CFO's report. That is probably going to push us pretty close to our time certain on public comment. I mean, that's all an hour, not counting commentary and questions. Maybe we'll go to public comment a little earlier if we manage to get through that quickly enough. We have to elect officers, and we have to populate the committees. We are going to KPFT this evening also. We originally set to break for dinner at 5 p.m. from 5 to 7 for dinner and transportation to KPFT. I've pushed down dinner an hour with the kitchen. We're going to get dinner at 6 o'clock. That gives us an extra hour of meeting time so that hopefully we can accomplish a little bit more here. So what I'd like to do is go forward with the audit committee report, finance committee report, CFO report, public comment, then the officer elections, and, we're going to have public comment, yeah, officer elections and committee rosters. And if we can get all of that in by 6 o'clock, we'll be doing fantastic, and then we'll break for dinner and transport ourselves over to KPFT. Obviously, if we run out of time, then we'd have to move the committee populating until tomorrow. But I think we could actually do this if we move forward, okay? So I'd like to suggest this and propose this as our agenda for this afternoon, if there's no objection.
I object.
You object?
Because I had to, no, I'm just...
Oh, you're just objecting. You're just objecting to yank my chain. Okay. Audit committee report, because that's where we left off, so we weren't finished there. Finance committee report. CFO's report. Public comment, which is supposed to precede any elections anyway. Officer elections and populating the national committees. And then break for dinner at 6 o'clock and transport over to KPFT. So is there any objection to this proposed agenda? Thank you. And hearing none, please note it for the record, and let's get on with it.